Lie down and close your eyes. Take in a deep breath. And as you breathe out, make a long ah sound. Three times, please, in your own time. And vocalize the sounds when you're doing the practice at home, because it's just part of developing a new habit, the habit of being deeply relaxed. Now move your awareness to your right hand and feel the sensations of the right hand being alive. This is easiest to feel if your arms are stretched out on the floor and your palms are facing up. Now slowly start to curl the fingers towards the palm of the right hand. Slowly keep bringing the fingertips into the palm of the right hand and bring the thumb across to meet the first and second fingers. At some point you'll feel heat between the fingers, or perhaps between the fingers and the palm, and when you do, just pause there and experience that sensation too. Now slowly start squeezing the fingers together. You might need to adjust their position slightly so that you're holding a light fist. And feel the sensation now between your thumb and the first two fingers, now that you're making a light fist. Now take in a breath and squeeze your hand as tightly as you can for a moment and feel the effort that requires. And then relax completely, open your hands, spread the fingers as you breathe out, and then let the hand return to a comfortable position with no effort. And in that process, become aware that relaxing is not something you do so much as something you let go of. Feel the sensations in the right hand now of tension having been let go. Now move your awareness into your right heel and ask yourself, is my right heel completely comfortable? If you're not sure, you could try drawing the toes of the right foot towards the right knee. Or you could roll the leg in the hip joint slowly, tiny amount from side to side, and which puts different parts of the heel on the floor, and decide, choose, which is the most comfortable spot to let that heel and leg relax. Then stop moving and feel the sensation in the right heel. And now the left heel, ask yourself, is it completely comfortable? If you're not sure, make small, slow movements until you know that the left heel is resting completely comfortably on the floor. Now moving the awareness up the body, we come to the bottom muscles resting on the floor. Ask yourself, are they completely relaxed? And if you're not sure, just squeeze the bottom muscles together just a tiny amount and you'll feel the shape of the glutes change. Take in a breath, and as you breathe out, let that small effort go completely. and feel the hips relax. The slower and smaller you make these movements, the more deeply you can feel them. And now moving up the spine, we ask ourselves, is my lower back any closer to the floor? Can the spine extend slightly to bring the lower back a little closer to the floor? If you're not sure, just apply a really tiny tail tuck, just a tiny one, and see if that lets the lower back come a bit closer to the floor. Now, moving up the back further, we come to the right shoulder and shoulder blade resting on the floor. Ask yourself, does it feel completely comfortable? If you're not sure, take a tiny amount of weight away from the right shoulder. So unweight the right shoulder, take in a breath, and as you breathe out, let the shoulder and arm go completely limp on the floor. And now the left shoulder and arm. Unweight the left shoulder and arm a tiny amount. Feel how heavy it is. Take a breath in. And on a breath out, let that effort go and feel the left shoulder relax completely onto the floor. And now the back of the neck. Ask yourself, if I bring my chin into my chest very slightly, will the back of my neck lengthen out a bit more onto the floor? And then the meeting point, the contact point between the back of your head and the floor, ask yourself, am I resting on the most comfortable spot? If you're not sure, just turn the head very slowly and slightly, left or right, until you can feel the most comfortable spot, and then stop moving. Now become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor, the whole body. The whole body, the whole body. Now for a moment, become aware of the sensation of being held, supported completely, safely and securely by the floor. Feel yourself being held by the floor. Now I'm going to mention some parts of the body, and you have a choice. You can feel that part of the body if that connects with you, or you can visualize that part of the body if that connects with you more. Right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger. Right palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the whole of the right shoulder from the part that rests on the floor through all the bones and muscles to the part that's closest to the ceiling. The whole right-hand side of the chest. Abdomen, the right hip, right upper leg, knee, lower leg, right heel, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe. And now onto the left. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, left palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and the whole of the left shoulder, from the part that's resting on the floor to the part that's closest to the ceiling. The left-hand side of the chest, abdomen, the left hip. The left upper leg, knee, lower leg, left heel, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left little toe. Now move your awareness to all the movements in the body we label breathing. Experience all the sensations in the body that are associated with what we call breathing. You've all had the experience of being hot, and that experience is in the body. Find that experience of being hot in the body. Feel the sensations of being hot. You've all had the experience of being cold sometime in the past, and that experience is in your body. Bring out the experience of cold now. You've all had the experience of wet, being wet. That experience is in your body. Bring out the experience of wet. You've all had the experience of being dry or dried out. That experience is in your body. Bring out the experience now of dry. And now for the next couple of moments, do nothing at all. Simply experience the sensations of being deeply relaxed. And become aware that it feels good to be relaxed. And say to yourself that in normal daily life, you'll make a little bit of relaxation each time you breathe out. Each time you breathe out, your body will relax a small amount. Take a moment to experience that now. And now it's time to bring ourselves back to our ordinary state of awareness. So lift your arms up towards the ceiling as you breathe in and reach them out behind you, still breathing in, and point your toes away from you. As you bring your arms back to your sides, breathe out, let the body go limp, and repeat, please, two more times in your own time. Take your time, there's no hurry. And when you're ready, turn over on your side and sit up. The practice is over.